from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We're getting close.
So close.
We're getting close, and thank God. Whether you believe in God or not, thank God. You know why? Because the San Francisco 49ers are on the way, and I'd argue we need them. So here's something we're thinking about.
Help me, John and Kyle. Well, you're our only hope.
No joke. No joke. I mean, what are we doing here in 2024? The fan all-star break. Are you a buyer or a seller on Bay Area sports in the second half of 2024? I don't want to make it sound like, I'm all focused on the negative side of the ledger, because that's like, it's weird to be like, we lost the Super Bowl. Well, you went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So like, it's not like last year was some awful year for the 49ers, but calendar year 2024, I do think the Bay Area sports fan right now feels like we're in a little bit of a rut. I do think that. If you just think of this calendar year, the 49ers won 2 playoff games, but they looked like crap for the large part of both of them. And then they went to a Super Bowl. They could have won. They should have won. They really, really should have won. And they didn't. And from that moment forward, we've gotten a healthy Warrior team that missed the playoffs, but didn't just miss the playoffs, got slapped by their little brothers.
Oh, God.
To tell them that they were missing the playoffs, followed by, and this is what, you know, one thing we'll get into a lot today as the Giants start their quote-unquote second half, but we're pretty darn close to their final third. This season has, I don't know what word you want to use, but this has not been good. This has not been good at all based on what the Giants should be.
Yeah, and think about the calendar year and think about losses and wins. Well, the Niners lost the Super Bowl. The Warriors lost Klay Thompson. They lost a play-in game. Thanks. And the Giants have lost more games than they've won. And they haven't really, I mean, the biggest win of the year, there have been fun wins and wild pitch walk-offs and, you know, buck-offs and walk-offs and all the rest of it. But you're still one of the also-rans in the wild card race. You're not a team that is really feeling like you're going to make a run. So you're right. Halfway through the year, a little bit more than halfway through the year, where are the wins as we look at 2024?
Well, and I didn't even, you just brought up some of the emotional stuff that I didn't even bring up. Klay Thompson is gone.
That's a loss.
The San Francisco Giants excited their fan base with the signing of Blake Snell. He has 0 wins.
Right.
A couple good outings last yep. 2 outings. The 49ers star receiver is emotional. He has taken it personal. He's mad. He's on TikTok. And here we go. Here we go, second half of the season and training camp opening. And I think, yeah, we need some wins. And I don't mean that in the standings. I just mean us. We need some wins. We need something to believe in
right
now.
We need Brandon Ayuk signed. We need a move at the deadline from Farhan Zaidi that makes us feel like, oh, yeah, you're going for it. The Giants are going for it. They traded a couple of prospects we don't know for a fill-in-the-blank shortstop, first baseman, another closer, whatever it is. It feels like we need a win here as we head into August. And, you know, we get into Niners camp, and I know you and I are going out next week, and that'll be fun to watch. Yep. You know, watch guys running around and, you know, hear the horn and the whistle and then, you know, be there with all the media folks and we'll all make our judgments. Like, you know, yesterday they played the 4-year anniversary of Bonte and Joe and their Trey Lance takes after one practice, which I thought was awesome.
I'm doing a Pearsall video next week. I'm doing it.
I love it.
Because he's Jerry Rice.
That's it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing a video where I'm going to post it, Dibs. I'm going to post that thing. Multiple platforms. Pearsall. He's that dude. You can just see it by looking at him.
And it could be a freezing cold take in 4 years.
It might
and
be.
I applaud the guys yesterday for
it was fun.
Opening that up. And, you know, it kind of gave Steiny and Goo a whole show. And, you know, Bonte and Joe kind of revealed that reality that 4 years ago they were super, super excited. So, but I hope that we have something this week, today, over the next portion of the month that we can get that excited about, right?
That'd be great. That whole thing, you know, you end up, if you listen to the station a lot, you ended up hearing it like 4 times yesterday. And the part that makes me laugh every time is the very end.
You can't even get through it.
It's the very end when Shasky just uncorks his signature. Let go! Let go! It's just like, yeah, let's go to Dallas and watch football.
Right.
That's where the Trey Lance experience ended. But whatever, I get it. We've all got him. You know, I've sat here and thought about how would I handle a show if the breaking news sounder hits, and this might happen here in the second half of 2024. The breaking news sounder, Grandy hits it, and they go through the little music and the little intro, and then he gives me that point, and I go, and he whispers in my ear, check Giants Twitter.
Oh.
Giants Twitter.
Schefter. And, it's a Schefter. It's a Woj bomb.
I go to Giants Twitter, and
check
I go.
Check John Heyman.
And there it is.
I'd rather not.
Check.
Jeff Passan.
Totally.
Bob Nightingale.
And I go, okay, the San Francisco Giants have fired.
Oh, no.
President of Baseball Operations, Farhan Zaidi. I'm well aware of what my reputation is in this town, and I know that some of you are waiting. You're waiting to turn things that I've said throughout the years into one of those freezing cold takes. And it may well be. It may already be. You know, the fact that when they hired him, I thought it was a fantastic hire. And then I got a chance to talk to him, and we got to watch things sort of unfold. And yeah, there's the Bochy year. And you're like, okay, we're just kind of, move on. And then, so you're setting the table.
Right, right.
Thank you. And thank you, Boach. And you get through that year, and then there's the pandemic year. We only got to play 60 games. And so you're just, it was a big whatever. And so that for me, 2021 was the big, all right, dude, let's see what you got. And he was like, you like 107 wins? Do you like that?
It seems mythical now, looking back, because since then they've been straight up 500.
Not even.
A shade below. Yeah. But the 107 almost feels like an anomaly. It is an anomaly, but it feels almost like it didn't happen.
And my freezing cold take, one of them, plenty of them, is in that year, you remember what was often, I thought, a national argument, which is this is a paper tiger. This isn't real. This is quirky, or the F word.
I love the F word, fluke.
This is a fluke.
It's a fluke, Mark.
And I fought the fluke.
Yeah.
I fought the fluke. I sat there after every single game
and
spoke.
You and me both.
Spoke on the radio.
We battled.
Fluke is like, hey, we're not that good, but we somehow scratched out 87 wins. I'm like, they won more games than any Giants team in the history of a very storied organization. How could that be a fluke? It was a fluke.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Let's go ahead and cut that, Grant.
It was a fluke.
Thank you. And it sucks to hear you say that.
They have been uninteresting and ineffective ever since. And so, you know, here we are. And what is in some ways exciting and also odd at the very same time is starting tonight, the San Francisco Giants will embark on a 10-day, 11-game experience that is supposed to essentially either erase or confirm everything we've watched for the last 2.5 years. You come out of 107, and what do? You're 500, whatever. Then you come back, you're a little bit under 500.
Four below.
And you fire your manager, but then you spend big and you go, okay, Bo Mel's here and he brought Chappie and Snell with him. We go rock. And you are 47-50.
Yep.
And I'm now supposed to buy into the idea that with 11 games remaining until the break, 7 of them against one of the worst baseball teams I've ever seen in my entire life. If you boogie during that time, then it's all okay. And we're going to go for it. And you'll see these last 65 games, they're going to be something. And we're going to take this thing into late September. And who knows, maybe a playoff berth. But if you are to go 4-7 or 5-6 during this 11-game stretch, that's it. We're selling pieces off. And I'm actually going to start. I'm going to call U-Haul and just have him send a couple boxes. I'm not going to fill them yet, but I'm going to be prepared to clean out my office here in about 2 or 3 months.
For Farhan, yeah.
Right.
And shout out Pods, which not P-O-D-Z, but P-O-D-S, which I don't know if you go around your neighborhood and you look.
Oh, sure,
and
those things in the driveway.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody's got a Pods in their driveway, and it's like, oh, somebody's moving. And that's the clear-cut sign before the real estate sign comes up. Somebody's got a Pods, and it's like, ooh, this person's on the move.
Sometimes that means someone's moving. Sometimes it means they've given up. They're like, right. We don't have any space in here. I won't throw things away. I refuse to do spring cleaning. Let's put a box on the driveway, and instead of parking our car there, we'll put more crap.
It's just so funny you say that, because in my neighborhood, we do what I call garage judgment, where somebody has their garage door open and you know, we're walking with the 2-year-old and you walk by somebody's garage and you look in and you go, hoarder.
Oh boy.
That's a hoarder.
Yeah.
That's a hoarder. Or you look at another garage and it's like, man, you have garage envy. Somebody who's got everything put away.
Oh,
overhead bins, workout. You got workout equipment in the car.
Carpet. You got
can park two
it.
Cars
got,
in there.
You got a TV and a couch.
If you've got a garage, can you park 2 cars, 1 car, or 0 cars?
I don't know.
Garage judgment.
I don't know the last time I've been able to park 2 cars into a garage. When I lived down south, there were a couple places I lived that had a carport. Not like an apartment complex. Yeah. Like it had garage, but it had no door.
Yeah.
So like it just, your back of your car just, so we'd park there because you can't keep stuff there because there's no door. People will just walk by and steal
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But
we've
man.
Got a garage and we are a one car garage because we got one car worth of stuff. And, you know, Supper's got her Peloton tread and we got whatever, the washer dryer. So we're one car status, but you do walk by some places and it's like, man, you couldn't even put like a children's bike in there.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I don't have a garage and therefore I am free from judgment.
Yeah. And also I'm free from hoarding. You can't hoard.
Can't do it.
Right.
Although I do have I got a big old secret space down below the house.
Nice.
But you can only go there in the summer because the walkway down there, when it rains, you're not going down there. So don't put anything down there that's
slippery and dangerous,
yes,
or
both. Yes, okay. And just dirty, muddy.
Yeah,
not going down there.
And we're spiders
not
doing too. Yeah. Oh, and we're not doing spiders. Oh, I know you're not doing spiders.
We're doing spiders.
Yeah,
you got to be that.
But you're not a big spider guy.
I'm not a spider guy, but you're the man of the house. You got to do the spiders.
Sure,
you got to do the spiders.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Wiggins.
Farhan, pods, boxes. I mean, we're looking. It's funny that you say that. Like the next 10 days, and you hit me with 10 days and 11 games, and it reminded me of one of my favorite things that's coming up, an actual doubleheader.
An actual doubleheader.
Two games
inside one day. The Giants do not have a day off before the break. And in fact, on one of the days, they're going to jam two games in there.
And I love it.
Okay?
It's old school.
Yeah. So Colorado's a four-game series in 3 days next weekend. Two games on Saturday. The Dodgers next week. That's a four-game series. Three games in Colorado this week. 11 games in 10 days. And in many ways, this is fun. It's exciting. It is also wildly irrational. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen us buy into in sports. Farhan Zaidi's going to tell us last week. So, well, the players have to tell us which direction we're going. No sport should decide the future of what they're doing in 10 days. That's dumb. That doesn't make any sense. I actually don't even believe that he believes that. I think he was trying to send a message. I think he was trying to create urgency in the clubhouse. I don't know what's going on in the clubhouse. I can't tell you if the guys are playing Pusoy Dos or if they're staring at each other going, we better freaking win tomorrow, or somewhere in between. I don't know. But if you're telling me that after 2.5 years of slightly sub 500 baseball, you're going to decide who you are from today till next Sunday, that is irrational.
Right.
That's totally irrational.
It is, but it's also real because if they do go 3-8 over these games and you realize that you're then 6 or 7 games out of the wild card, well, you're not going to go out and buy anything. And if you don't buy anything, you're hoping that Robbie Ray comes back and is impactful and Snell stays healthy and you actually make a run. And if you don't make a run and you don't do anything at the deadline, I do think that this becomes a definitive moment for Farhan Zaidi. And I think that maybe the die would be cast at that point. But if you do go 8-3 over the next 11, including maybe you take 3 or 4 from the Dodgers, and it's like, whoa.
Maybe. I mean, the Giants are going to huck some real pitchers at this team Monday through Thursday. And the Dodgers are being a little wobbly right now. Their pitching staff's not great. Their lineup's their lineup. It's minus Mookie. So, the Dodgers are gettable. Giants just took 2 out of 3 from them. And quite frankly, probably should have had all 3 when the Dodgers were here about a week and a half ago. So that series feels a little bit less scary. And I don't know how the Giants are going to play their pitching staff. The only thing they've announced is that Kyle Harrison will throw tonight. But I have to think that Logan Webb is going to get a Dodger game. I have to think that Blake Snell is going to get a Dodger game. I bet Robbie Ray gets a Dodger game. And so you're throwing some real starting pitchers at that team. You have to at least split it. To me, par or the hope / expectation, 7-4. You have to win both the Rockies series and you have to split in L.A. You go 7-4, you get to the break at straight up 500, and you try to boogie. Now, what does that even mean? I don't even know what's available. You know what I mean? I don't know who's out there. And what are you going to go get? You're going to go get a shortstop?
Right.
Are you going to go get a corner outfielder who hits home runs at a high clip?
Maybe you go get a closer. Mason Miller is going to be available from the A's.
Depending on
how you feel about Camilo Duvall and his ability to be your closer, not only now, but going into the future, maybe that's a move that you look to make.
I said earlier this week that if the right thing presents itself, I don't think the Giants should be closed to trading Camilo Duvall at all. I'm not trading him just to trade him, but I feel like some of the qualities he has shown off the field this year are not good. And when you combine them with qualities on the field that have not been that good, I would be open to the idea if you felt, as you just kind of laid out, there was a suitable replacement, either as an acquisition or if you feel like Ryan Walker is ready to do this. I don't know. The closer that's a certain mentality. It's a certain characteristic with people. I don't know if any of the other bullpen guys have it, but I tell you what, when Ryan Walker takes the mound right now, I'm a hell of a lot more confident that that's going to be a zero on the board than when Camilo goes out there. Yeah. It's not even close.
Yeah, and that's something you have to address. And again, depending on how these next 10 days go, which is pretty hilarious when you think about the totality of the Farhan Zaidi era, 10 days to decide, are you buying? Are you selling? Is he staying? Is he going? Where are we with the Giants here as we go down the stretch? Because the wild card is gettable. The D-backs right now are a game out at 49-48. The Mets are 49-46. You're only three games back. So if you go on a nice little 10-day run over 11 games, you could jump up to where you are right on the precipice, and that's all anyone wants.
Yeah, you could do that, and life is always like anything else. It's a matter of perspective. You're like, only three games out. You know, I heard Grandy saying this on the way in. It's like, you could make that up in a weekend. All true. So you could blue sky this. Here's another way to look at it. The Pirates are ahead of the Giants, and they've got the same record as the Reds.
Yep.
And you don't look at those teams and think a damn thing. In fact, you think of those teams as representative of like whatever. National League, those are some of the teams that aren't trying. The Pirates have a better record than the San Francisco Giants, and the Reds have the same record as the San Francisco Giants.
And the Mets are the third wild card right now.
Correct.
And they're not very good. So
no.
It's gettable, but at the same time, depending on how you look at it, it's also a little bit shameful that you're behind these teams.
But seven of these 11 games you're about to play are against a team that is 34-63.
It's a good 34-63, though.
Good Lord.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.